Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The radio station that's credited as being the first in this country to play the Beatles is a small one in Worcester. And the radio DJ who introduced the U.S. to the Fab Four on that station died this week. WBUR's Andrea Shea remembers Dick the Derby Smith.
Much more WORC music.
Dick Smith was music director at WORC in Worcester through the 50s, 60s, and 70s.
He's a legend in this area, really. There was nobody that had an ear for music and an idea that this person would make it like Dick Smith did.
That's Smith's friend and colleague, David Muse. He says WORC was a springboard for record companies where they would try out certain songs in the mid-sized market to see how they floated. Smith helped launch musicians' careers by playing them.
It was a controversial subject for a while, whether Dick had really discovered the Beatles here in America and was the first to play a Beatles record, similar to Mary Had a Little Lamb. Is still a controversy whether the lamb came from Sterling, Massachusetts, or somewhere in New Hampshire. And most people now will give credit to Dick Smith.
We may never know.
Donna Halper is a broadcast historian and professor at Lesley University.
But what we really do know is that in Massachusetts and in New England, the name of Dick Smith was very, very well known. And I got to tell you, I'm sorry to hear that he died.
Dick Smith died on Wednesday. He was 84 years old and had been in declining health. He last signed off WORC in 1984 after 30 years at the radio station. For WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.
Thank you. It's been great being a part of WORC. It's been a big part of my life. And for you, more different, exciting things lie ahead as a new era begins tomorrow on WORC.